tonight, I'm going to talk about something I know a little bit about. Something that I do on occasion. I just did it. You may not have even noticed because I'm so natural at it, but I walked up here. And maybe some of you also walk from time to time. Walking is something that the Bible talks about a number of times in a number of ways. Most commonly, when we think about walking in the Bible, we think about some of the common phrases that we read. Galatians 5 verse 6, walk in the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, walk by faith, not by sight. We see walking in the light, Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Again, the idea of walking in the light. 2 Kings 21, verse 22, walk in the way of the Lord. We also see walk in the statutes. I mean, there are just a number of passages probably that you're thinking of that I didn't mention of what it is to be a Christian. This idea of you're not stagnant, you're not just sitting there, you're going somewhere. You're on your way, you're on a journey. And those are ideas that we can connect with because we all walk. But have you ever thought about how you're walking? I recently heard of a study that was done where this researcher recorded people, I think it was in New York City, recorded people walking. And he had this recording, and he wanted to know what people thought of the people that were walking in the picture. So you go to a prison, of course, and he says, he gets the help of some very violent, convicted inmates, criminals there, and he asks them, if you were looking at these people, which people would you attack? Which people would you go after? And they are looking at the recording, watching the recording, I guess separately or whatever. And as, you know, they're watching this, okay, I pick that person. And keep going. People are probably, okay, I'd go for that person. And what he found is that these criminals, they tended to find the same people that they would go after. And he looked at it and tried to understand, well, what was the reason? Why? Why would you go after these people? Because sometimes it wasn't always obvious to him. Because, you know, maybe you're thinking, well, just go after the smallest person. That's the thing to do. And that's not what they were saying. Some of the things that he noticed, and I'm going to paraphrase this and hopefully not too off on this, but he noticed, you know, well, sometimes they would say, well, this person, because they're walking a little bit slower than everybody else. Some people were kind of meandering. Some people were, you know, maybe had some awkward movements, and that gained some attention. Some people weren't paying attention to what's going on around them. They were walking, but they were looking around and not really present with, you know, what's, you know, what are the obstacles in front of them, who the people that were there, and so that made them an easy target. And that's why they were targeting them, is that these are the people that would be easiest. And so when you think about that, and when I heard that, I was thinking about, well, what about life as a Christian? Well, 1 Peter 5, be alert and sober and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. That idea of prowling, sitting in wait, looking for who it's going to be that he's going to attack. And no matter, I definitely think when you think about some of these attributes that the researcher found, definitely kind of has something to think about when it comes to our life as a Christian. Perhaps, you know, are we as strong as we need to be, or are we weak when it comes to we're not really studying our Bible? We're in the world, we say we're a Christian, but we're not really paying attention to what we need to be. We're not paying attention to our spiritual life. We're off thinking about the carnal things of this world. We're out thinking about the physical things of this world, and those are the things that we're paying attention to. We're not paying attention to the important things spiritually. And so I think there's any number of different things that we could think about there. But when it comes to this verse in 1 Peter, we know that we're going to be attacked. No matter how strong or how weak you are, how big a target you are, or how small a target you are, you will be targeted. And there's no way around that. And Peter knows this probably all too well. If you remember back in Luke 22, verse 31, a very concerning statement from Jesus. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. How would you like to go the rest of your life knowing that that's one of the last things that Jesus would have said to you? And he had to deal with that. And we know from human history that he had some challenges that were going to be that he had to deal with in his life. Job had to deal with this, and he was seen as being a very righteous man by God. And so the idea that, you know, you're going to be targeted, Satan's going to be targeting you, and so the question is, well, what do you do? What's the next step, right? With a little bit of a pun intended. So I was thinking about it, and I mean, it's kind of like the opposite of what we just said, which is we need to be walking with purpose. We need to be paying attention to what's going on. What when it comes to Satan and the temptations that are out there, are we paying attention to the things that entice us and saying, you know what, I'm going to stay away from those things? Probably the third thing out there, walk with purpose, pay attention. And I was thinking, well, you probably better carry a weapon. That obviously is a reference to the Bible being a sword, being something that we can help protect us, keep us from where we need to be. But Ephesians 5 verse 15 says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. And I've got three other verses real quick and just closing this up to think about. Ephesians 4 and Colossians 1 verse 10, both similar thoughts. I'll read Colossians 1 verse 10. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So, in what way are we supposed to walk? We need to be walking, bearing fruit, pleasing him, and it has to happen with a knowledge of him. It can't happen without a knowledge of him. And then in Romans 6, verse 4, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And so I want to end it right there and say, if you're here and you realize you've been walking, but you haven't been walking the way that you should have, that you maybe have been careless and made a few missteps, and Satan's got the best of you, and you need the prayers of the church, now's the perfect time to come forward. Or if you're here and you realize that you're not walking in newness of life, but you need to, then now's a nice time, a perfect time, to be baptized.